Proverbs every day. Episode 272 coming at you in a quick bang hurry, but let's pray for you real quick before we do. Father God, thank you so much for my friend here and all of the wonderful things that I trust are going on in their life. And Father, we do thank you for once again for my restoration of health in a process that it is. Do still give you thanks for that energy is returning. So Father, we love you for that. And Jesus, I pray that you would bless this time with your word, and that you would fill us with your understanding. Send Holy Spirit amongst us to dwell and reveal truth to us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Yeah, we are getting there energy-wise. I'm saying I'm at about maybe 85%. We're going to get through this, and I want to go rest up a little bit more. So without any further ado with that, let's go ahead and get started here. Proverbs 28 in the Complete Jewish Bible. The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous, like lions, feel sure of themselves. A land which transgresses is punished by having many rulers. I don't think I've seen the "is punished by" specifically. That's actually pretty cool. But with a man of understanding and knowledge, stability is prolonged. Oh, man. So true. I think maybe last month I mentioned the song that I wrote long ago that I still need to figure out a way to get out to you guys called Sign of Jonah. And that song was based around this kind of concept where we have the land that transgresses. It's the entire nation that's condemned by this. This is why I take this seriously, because I think that it's not just that weird people make us look bad or something like that. This is that, you know, we are punished by having many rulers, many, and this may not be just leaders. This may not just be people that are in charge. I think what rules over us can be, and maybe I'm stretching a bit here, but I think it's true though, that as we allow multiple things to rule us, we transgress as a land, and there will be punishment for that. So we need to be careful. We need to be a people of understanding and knowledge. Goodness. Sorry about that. I really do need a nap. Verse 3, a poor man who oppresses the weak is like a downpour that sweeps away all the food. Those who abandon Torah praise the wicked, but those who keep Torah fight them. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who seek Adonai understand everything. You know, if you're always seeking God, it will always be a constant seeking. And the more you seek, the more you find, the more you find, you more understand. So this actually does make a lot of sense. Better to be poor and live an honest life than to be crooked in own ways, though rich. It's about our character. A wise son observes Torah, but a friend of those lacking restraint shames his father. He who increases his wealth by charging exorbitant interest amasses it for someone who will bestow it on the poor. If a person will not listen to Torah, even his prayer is an abomination. You know, this is a difference in pattern, which make me think that there's a difference in authorship of this chapter very potentially. I don't know that for a fact. I don't have notes on this, but when I, that's just part of my college training coming out, when you see patterns that shift. And so we're seeing words we weren't seeing in the rest of the book. And so that kind of indicates that there's potentially a change in authorship here, which makes sense for this section. There's a lot of different scribes, that sort of thing. Verse 10, whoever causes the honest to pursue evil ways will himself fall into his own pit, but the pure-hearted will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own view, but the poor who has discernment sees through him. Mm-hmm. Verse 12. When the just are triumphant, there is great rejoicing. But when the wicked rise up, people hide. He who conceals his sins will not succeed. He who confesses and abandons them will gain mercy. You know, it's odd. I think I might have said this before, but there's a notion in our society that, and I even struggle with this at home and other places too, of truly confessing sins. What I tend to do, and this is just me being overly honest and oversharing, but I will tend to confess one thing as a minor thing, but skip over the big things, which is, you know, obviously making public confessions is not really appropriate, but I'm saying that even in smaller settings, I'll do things like that. And I really need to get better about that. And of course, abandoning them. Yeah. But there's mercy there. If you're not truly confessing, you're not going to get mercy. That's just the way that works. You can't receive it. It isn't just a matter of favor or not or that sort of thing. It's just like mercy is something you have to be in the right mindset to even receive. That's just the truth. Verse 14, happy the person who is never without fear, but he who hardens his heart will fall into misfortune. Like a roaring lion or a bear prowling for food is a wicked ruler over a poor people. Yeah, okay. There's some people in the country right now in the U.S. that are being very overdramatic about this. Very overdramatic about it, and inappropriately so, in my opinion. But I think we don't recognize sometimes the scale. You know, we think because we can't afford the newest iPhone or something like that until next year that we're, you know, poor. No, it's not the way it works. Someone at my door. let's see. Verse 16. A prince without discernment is a cruel oppressor, but one who hates greed will prolong his life. Silence. Let a man weighed down with anyone's blood flee to a pit. Give him no support. Flee to a pit. Whoever lives blamelessly will be saved, but he whose ways are crooked will fall in one of those ways. He who farms his land will have plenty of food, but he who follows futilities will have plenty of poverty. A trustworthy person will receive many blessings, but one rushing to get rich will not go unpunished. I think as a implication of getting rich by untrustworthy means here, just in the context. So you know, you're punished by trying to get rich quickly, but if you do so by untrustworthy means, then yeah, by all means. Yeah. And sometimes your punishment is your own. Verse 21, to show partiality is not good, though a person may do wrong for a crust of bread. He who is greedy rushes after riches, not knowing what want will overtake him. Verse 23, he who rebukes another person in the end gets more thanks than the flatterer. Yeah, and I think there's a context there too. Rebukes another person as in somebody who has put themselves in a position of being acceptable to that. Not just going around rebuking people. That's not what this is about. It is looking back to previous verses about this, that, you know, yeah. just saying. Verse 24, whoever robs mother or father and says, that's not a crime, is a comrade to the destroyer. A grasping disposition stirs up strife, but he who trusts in Adonai will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who lives by wisdom will escape. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing, but he who hides his eyes will get his curses in get curses in plenty. When the wicked rise up, people hide, but when they perish, the righteous flourish. Some good quick hit, very blunt things today. I do hope that I guess I haven't been highlighting a lot of these, but yeah. Sometimes they're just reminders, and a lot of these are like previous repeats or just rephrasing previous ones as well. And like I said before, it's repetition is not a bad thing. When it comes to Proverbs, in fact, the more they're repeated, the more you know they're to be taken seriously. So I do hope that that is something that is true of you. So in any case, you know, I've been back and forth on the whole having music afterwards for reflection time. Let me know if that's something that's valuable to you. But in any case, I think I will go ahead and play one for you here and just let you have a time of reflecting on these proverbs before you go on about your day. While that's going on, feel free to this actually meant this to me, and I need this in my life, or this was convicting. Feel free to put that in the comments. And in any case, I will see you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. More precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. Ooh, ooh. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wife shouldn't nag, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice. Show people you're wise. Get wise, get wise. Open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. In every verse there's a lesson to learn. A spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Let the words of wisdom show you.